Let us pray. Kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we exalt thy precious name. We come tonight, Father, in the name of thine only begotten and our Lord and Savior. We come in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father, as we assemble ourselves in thy house, we come seeking thy presence. For Lord, we need thee every hour. It is a fearful thing, Father, to stand and to represent thee and thy word. And I pray, Father, that you will give us a special measure of grace, special measure of peace, Lord, that we might be able to hear the word of God this evening. We pray, Father, that you will bless each of our hearts to be open, and Lord, that they might be filled. Might be filled, Lord, with truth. We beg you, Lord, to send thy spirit of truth as our teacher. We stand, Father, realizing that we're not worthy to be in this place. And yet, Father, thy word is to be taught, and thy word is to be preached. And thy word is to be heard. Thy gospel is a precious thing. Lord, we thank you now for this privilege. And we pray that you'll bless us in this hour. But not us, Father, alone, but we might have thy word magnified in this place. In Jesus' precious name we do pray. And amen. Amen. I thank all of you for being here, and I know it's cold outside and it's difficult sometimes to make ourselves get up and get out in this kind of weather, but it's a beautiful day. It's a day that the Lord has given us, a day to serve Him, and whether it rains or whether it's cold, it's a blessed privilege to come out in God's creation and assemble ourselves together as brethren in Christ. Amen. In His house. No place that we should want to be more than to be in the house of God. I have a scripture on my heart this evening, and it's found in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 41. It's not a new thought that I have on my heart and mind. You'll probably not get any new revelations this evening from my comments concerning God's Word, but it's something that I constantly need to be reminded of, and I trust that you are much like I am myself, and that you too need to be reminded of God's Word. Chapter 41, beginning in verse 10, we'll read down through verse 13. The Word of God says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed, that is, those that were angered against thee, shall be ashamed and confounded, that is, they'll be humiliated and put to shame. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive, those that quarrel, and those that dispute against thee, they shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord, thy God, will uphold thy right hand. That is, God will protect us and make us strong, saying unto thee, fear not, for I will help thee." I think, as I consider myself, I'm often afraid of the wrong things. I'm afraid of many things, and I suspect that we all are. My wife is afraid of lizards, and I think probably many of you ladies are probably afraid of snakes and lizards. I'm not saying that we need to forget that fear and go out and start picking up snakes. That's not what I'm indicating at all. But I'm saying we are afraid of a lot of things. We're even afraid of man, and I think that's who we're afraid of most in our lives. We're afraid to make somebody upset. We're afraid to make somebody mad. We're afraid what people will think of us. And we have lots of fears. We're afraid of animals. We're afraid of beasts. We're afraid of everything. But it seems like we're more afraid of everything than we are afraid of God. Now, I know often as we consider God's Word and as we study God's Word, we understand that we're to have a reverent fear. As I consider my childhood, I was brought up under a father that was a heavy disciplinarian. And as I've gotten grown, I've come to understand that I needed that heavy hand of discipline as I grew up. At the time when it was happening, when I was getting disciplined, I didn't think I needed it. But I realize now that because of who I am and what I am, I needed a strong hand to guide me and to keep me. We're afraid of everything, but we're not afraid of God. I believe we need to be afraid of God. I believe God's Word teaches us to be afraid of God. I'm not just talking about a reverent fear. We need a reverent fear, but we need to fear God. Yeah. Listen, there's no one that is stronger than God. God's Word says in Matthew 10:28, "Fear not them. Don't fear the animals. Don't fear all these other things. Don't fear people. Fear not them which can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him," that is God, "which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell."
That's right.
You see, we need to fear God. We need to fear God. We need to tremble before God. I believe that. We need to have a high regard for who God is and what God's power is. There are some things that you could not pay me enough money to do because I fear the judgment of God if I did those things. And perhaps some of you are that way. There's just no way I'll do some things as long as I'm in my right mind because I fear and tremble. Now listen to me, parents, because the hard hand of discipline that I needed when I grew up, your children need a hard hand of discipline. All children don't need the same amount. We need to learn to fear God. I learned to fear my father early, and he didn't have to tell me but one time to do something. And learning to fear my father taught me to fear my God. Because God is much more to be feared than my father. God is awesome. Who can stay the hand of God? The Bible tells us in Psalms 56:11, "In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do to me." You see, we need to put our trust in the Lord. And not our trust in ourselves, not our trust in our riches, not our trust in man, not our trust in anyone, but we need to put our trust in God. You'll excuse me for drinking water. Sometimes I tell the folks in the nursing home I feel like I'm turning into a snake, and that snake is a cotton mouth. And my mouth gets real dry, and I need water. So excuse me. When we fear God, there is no need to fear other things. The Scripture tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 31, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be with us, who can be against us?" You see, when we fear God, and we respect God, and we keep God's commandments because we fear Him, then who can be against us? Who has more power than God? You show me that. You show me who has more power than God. There is no one. There is no power in heaven or upon the earth or in the earth that is more powerful than God. We fear God, not man. We've been taught from the beginning to fear and to worship God and Him only. Jesus said this when He was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Jesus said this, "Get thee, Satan, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou serve." The old devil was showing Jesus everything. He was showing Him the world, he was promising things, and he was trying to keep Jesus from coming and dying and living a perfect life. He was giving Him a promise of glory here upon the earth. "All these things that you see, I will give them to you." But Jesus is God. Jesus knew the mind of Satan. And Jesus did not fall for that temptation. But rather He said, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And then we see in the book of Revelations in chapter 14 and verse 7, and the angel, having the everlasting gospel to preach to them that dwell on the earth, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of the water. There's nothing, no one, no power anywhere that has done what God Almighty has done. There is no one, there is nothing worthy of worship but God. And we need to be worshiping God. We need to be fearing God. We need to be praising God. We need to be living every day for God. Did you know that God requires us to do that? To fear Him and to worship Him? That's not just a request that God's made in His Word, but God actually requires His people to serve Him and to worship Him and to fear Him. In the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 10 and verse 12, God's Word says, and now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? Require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, and to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve Him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. You see? God blesses us when we do these things. God requires it of His people, and God blesses His people in an abundant way. God is a God of promise, and He's made so many promises to us. And we can inherit those promises when we walk with God and fear Him and keep His commandments. God is faithful to keep His promises, and He will bless us. We're taught in the Word of God that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You want wisdom? Well, we first have to learn to fear God. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. God has always been with us, with His obedient people. Since there has been time, God has been with us. He was with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Do you remember that? That God was with Adam and Eve, His first creation of humanity. Man and woman, Adam and Eve. And the Scripture says after they had sinned, that they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. God was there. God was there. God's presence was there. We also see in the New Testament that not only was God with man in the Spirit, but God was manifest in the flesh in Jesus Christ our Lord. God has always been with man. God loves His people. The Scripture says, behold, a virgin shall be with a child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So you see, God was with Adam and Eve. God was with us in the form of Jesus Christ our Lord. But God is still with us. For when Jesus went back to His throne in heaven, He said, I'll not leave you comfortless, but I will send my Comforter unto you. Now listen. In John chapter 14, Jesus says, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. And in verse 26, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. God has told us, Jesus has told us, to fear God and keep His commandments. The Holy Spirit is telling us today, fear God, and keep His commandments. There's no one to be feared greater than we fear God. We need to learn to fear God. Fear Him with all of our heart, with all of our mind, soul, and strength. Love Him and keep His commandments. God says, "Fear not, for I will be thy helper. I will keep thee. I will be thy keeper." In Psalms chapter 33, the scripture says, "Our soul waiteth for the Lord, for He is our helper and our shield." Do you ever need a helper? Do you ever need somebody to help you and carry you through the trials and tribulations of this life? You ever have decisions that you don't know how to make, and you need somebody to help you make those decisions? Well, Jesus, and now the Holy Spirit, that's our helper. We need to turn to Him. Turn to Him and ask God to give us help in time of need. Whatever your help is, whatever your help needs. This nation needs a lot of help right now as we're considering putting someone in the office, in the highest office of our nation. We need help. And God's people need to be turning to God and praying to God and begging God to be our helper and to show us and to guide us and to put a man there that might lead us in godly ways. And Psalms 40 and 17 says, "I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarry, O my God." Do you want God to be with you in everything that you do and guide you and lead you only in paths of righteousness for His name's sake? God is our helper. Now listen to the Hebrews chapter 13, beginning in verse 1, says, "Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bonds with them, and them that suffer adversary as being yourself also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Now that's a promise. That's a promise from God. You can bank on it. If you will live for God, if you will draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh unto thee. And He will be your helper in time of need. "I will never leave thee," He said, "nor forsake thee," so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do unto me." What about old Daniel when he was about to be thrown in the lion's den? Do you think he was afraid? It's hard to know. I think I would have been scared to death. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're heating up the fire 7 times hotter. And they're about to throw them in the fire. I don't want to die in a fire. Do you think they were afraid? I tend to believe they were not. And you know why I believe that? Because they knew what God had to say. And He said, "Fear not. Fear not what man can do to you. Fear not, for I will be with thee. I am thy helper." And I believe they stood boldly in their convictions to God. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, "O king, we're not afraid. We're not going to be careful how we speak to you about this matter." And they spoke boldly to that king. You know, most people are just scared to death even to be in the presence of a king. But they spoke boldly in the presence of the king. They were not afraid. They were not afraid. Even if they were put to death, they were not afraid. Because they had the peace of God with them. God says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I am thy helper." Fear God. You know, God's promised these things to us. In the book of Psalms, He says, "The secret of the Lord." Now, I want you to listen. Everybody wants to know a secret. You want to know a secret this evening? The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. You want to know the secret of the Lord? You want God to begin to unlock the treasures of His Word? You want God to begin to show you things that you have not yet seen and known? The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear Him. You remember old Elijah and his servant that he had with him? And the old servant was afraid because of the armies that were gathered round about them. But Elijah wasn't afraid, was he? He said, "They that be with us is more than they that be with them." He wasn't afraid. He trusted in the Lord. He feared the Lord. Even when there was a drought in the land, and God said, "Go out by the brook Cherith, and I will send birds there and feed you." And birds brought food to him, brought meat to him twice a day, and he drank from the brook. He was not afraid. When the brook dried up, you think Elijah was afraid? I don't think so. I think he feared God. He trusted in God. And God sent him in the city to a widow woman. And she did that which God put upon her heart. She was obedient to God. And they were both fed until the drought was over. Never dried up. I'll tell you, there's nothing that God can't do for you. There's nothing. Now, don't go asking God for things that are bad for you. God won't give them to you. You don't need $1 million today. I don't need $1 million. And that's not what God's talking about. But if you want the Holy Spirit, and if you want the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you, then you pray to God that He'll give you His Holy Spirit. You pray to God. He'll bless you. He'll give you His Holy Spirit. God will give you those things that are good for you, and He'll bless you to see marvelous things in this life. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord, and He'll be your helper. Fear the Lord and keep His commandments. Fear not, He says, for I am with thee. I will help thee, and I will be with thee. For I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee. May God help us to learn to fear God as we ought to. Be afraid and tremble at the presence of God. God is so great, He's indescribable. I can't begin to describe God. As great as God is, He loves you and He loves me. And God has chosen us and has sent His Son to die for us. And one day we're going to be in heaven with Him. And we're going to see Him face to face. And while we live here today, we can feel Him. We won't see His face, but we can see the works of God. But we need to fear Him and learn to respect Him and trust His Word and remember the promises that God gives us in the Word and believe them and follow them. And keep the Word of God. And God will bless you in ways you've never imagined. I believe that with all my heart. God will fill you with His Spirit. And you'll feel power in His heavenly kingdom upon the earth. The kingdom of heaven. Where you will have fellowship with God every day. You'll be able to feel the power and the presence of God. And all the things that you undertake that are good and right in His sight. You'll be able to feel the power of God. May God bless you to be able to fear God the way God's Word teaches us that we need to fear God, is my humble prayer for Christ's sake. Amen.